Good afternoon, Terrier Nation. We are coming to you from the hills of Colgate after the BU men's and women's cross-country teams competed at the 2023 Patriot League Championship, seeing a second-place finish for the women, followed by a third-place finish for the men. We are here joined by Director of Men's and Women's Track and Field and Cross-Country, Gabe Sanders. Coach, an opening statement on today's performances from the two squads.
We're queued up for the long haul. We have a ton of promise on the team, and I could not be prouder, first and foremost, of Hannah. You know, easily course record. I'd say one of the best performances in the NCAA. This is a true cross-country course between the hills, the mud, the tight turns, and to run in the 2030s, you know, that is something that is a sight to behold. Then on top of that, having four underclassmen first years in the top 14, having Hannah being the victor, and then having a sophomore in Vera Schoberg runner-up. I mean, we're in it for the long haul. It's not the result that we wanted, but hey, Army showed up. All credit to them. Really, really, you know, happy for them, but, you know, really impressed by them and what they did. And unfortunately, it wasn't our day, but it's going to be our day in the long term.
Definitely a lot of excitement, you know, with that youth movement, so to speak, in terms of, you know, those top five ladies for you. And then looking at the men's finish, you know, Parker Schneider leading the charge. What can you say about his leap forward today?
I mean, it was huge. Parker went from being a non-league guy a year ago to now being in the top five. That's a phenomenal move forward, even for the whole program. I mean, quite frankly, we were a side stitch away from having an A-plus day. I mean, our top four all had the four fastest splits in the last 1K, including Rob Hannon, who had the fastest last 1K. I mean, these guys showed fight today, absolute fight. And we took it to a team that had Foster, you know, not had the unfortunate side stitch. We were probably within 5 points of a nationally ranked program in Navy and made him sweat. So I'm really, really proud of the program. And I'm also proud of the fact of this wasn't meant to be a stars aligned, hey, we got a bunch of seniors and a bunch of upperclassmen. I mean, we are set up for the long haul, and more than anything, we have the right attitude, we have the right culture, we have the right people on the bus, and I'm just excited to keep moving this thing forward.
So a lot of excitement, some building blocks, and next squads turn over to regionals. Any final thoughts as we look ahead to that next upcoming meet?
Just momentum. We've got a lot of momentum. I mean, this was a solid day in terms of the performance for our student athletes. And again, I think the men have a real shot to have one of their best regional performances ever. On the women's side, in the same boat. So let's just ride this wave of momentum for the next couple of weeks down in New York City.
Coach Sanders, thank you so much for your time and congrats on the performances today. We are very fortunate to be joined by BU men's and women's head cross country coach Jordan Carpenter. Coach, an opening statement on your thoughts on today's performances.
Yeah, I thought there were a lot of highlights. I think a lot of exciting things that we're going to take away. But I think, you know, I'd be lying if we weren't leaving a little bit disappointed. I think there was a little more there on both sides. But that's competition, right? That's what we come and run the race for. And I think we're going to take away a lot of learning points as we move to the final part of our season and also just as we move into the years ahead.
Yeah, it definitely seems like some excitement, but, you know, as you mentioned, you know, perhaps a little bit of hunger there. But let's unpack the excitement, you know, to see an individual champ. That's a huge thing for the program in terms of Hannah's run through the hills up here today. And, you know, Vera slotting in right there. You know, what can you say about them getting low stick, so to speak, today?
Yeah, I mean, they're stars, young stars in the sport. And, you know, Vera's done it before. She's been all league. She's been a conference champion on the track. And Hannah is kind of the new kid on the block, and she's had an awesome season, and she put down a time today that is going to open eyes around the country on a really challenging course. And to see those two go 1-2 was awesome. It was the game plan. We knew they were capable, and they went and executed.
Definitely were running very capably from the front. And then, you know, four freshmen and a sophomore in top five for the women, you know, what was it like getting a younger group ready for today? You know, maybe some that haven't had that Patriot League, you know, champs experience.
Yeah, you know, we tried to approach it as, hey, we've all run cross country meets, right? At the end of the day, we've got to go race 6K just like everyone else. And, you know, it's always a little scary when you have a young group without that experience, but it also means they don't know what to expect, right? So you can kind of mold those expectations. And our expectation for that young group was go to compete towards the front of this race. And yeah, it's really cool. Four freshmen, all league. another sophomore in that top five leaves us really, really excited for what this group can do moving forward.
For sure. A lot of excitement there. And let's switch over to the men. You know, Parker Schneider leading the charge for the men. You know, what can you say about his leap forward today?
Yeah, you know, he's had, a solid year. We just knew throughout the season, like, we knew that big one was coming. And, you know, he's been training so well. And so it was really awesome to see it happen today on one of the most important days. And it's a really, really challenging course. And typically middle distance type runners, you know, he's a 4-flat miler, usually struggle on those courses. So to see him really be pretty gritty today was an awesome surprise and kind of carried our team through.
So definitely some excitement, some building blocks, you know, as well as we now get ready for regionals. You know, any thoughts on the prep that comes ahead?
Yeah, you know, I think on the men's side, you know, we had 4 awesome days. We were one short. It takes 5 in cross country, and but the pieces are there. And I think on both sides, I think we're in a position to finish this year with our highest regional finishes in a long time. They're ready to go. And, you know, we had some people with awesome days who will continue to build on that. We'll have some folks that'll certainly bounce back, and we'll have some big goals to finish out our year.
Awesome. Well said. Thank you, Coach Carpenter. Individual champ today, Hannah Prosser. Hannah, thanks for joining us. What were your thoughts out there on the course today?
Yeah, it was a really tough course, very hilly. But no, it was fun.
Would you say one of your hilliest courses of the year so far?
Yeah, definitely.
And what was it like, you know, sort of chasing down the golf cart, so to speak, as you built that lead early on and really maintained it the whole way?
I think it's really fun to have the golf cart to follow, yeah.
And, you know, what was it like, preparing today? And, you know, you guys have a little bit of a younger squad, but the excitement building up for Patriot League champs.
Yeah, it's been really good. Everyone's been training well together. Good vibes.
And then, you know, what can you take away and, you know, how do you look to take this as a building block as, you know, the team looks forward to getting ahead to regionals coming ahead?
I think we can just keep doing what we've been doing. It's been working well. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Hannah, again, congratulations and thank you for your time.